Ready for some cheap entertainment?
Yeah, man.
This entertainment is anything but cheap. This is very, very expensive entertainment. And I mean for you. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us in the media center, your pro stock winner, driver of the Harlow Salmons, Chevrolet Camaro, brand new Camaro at that. He is the 2016 Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals winner. Justin Elks, Lester McGahey, and Chris are combining the crew chief duties on this machine. The sixth different pro stock winner in six races, and your first career win here at Z-Max. Started out in junior dragsters. Where does this win at Z-Max four wide rank amongst the wins you have already had?
Well, they're all special in their own way. The first one at Sonoma was pretty sweet. Waited too long, and then to get another one right behind it. So each one of them has their own story. And this one, I always felt like should have been my first. In 14, we had a dominant car. Won our quads nearly every time we went up there in 14. Eventually shook and blew the motor up. That motor really never has recovered until this week. This week, this motor recovered, and that's the same motor that did it then. It's the same one now.
Very interesting. That is an interesting statistic. You were on the tree all weekend long. You seemed to be dialed in and loose, goofing around, joking around, out of the car, slapping backs with the other drivers. Why so confident at this particular race?
Well, I thought it's because I was going to take a break. Thought I was fixing to take a six-week break and not come back to Norwalk. Now everybody in the pit screaming Atlanta. I don't know. I'm going to have to sleep on it myself still. Even my wife has said we're going to Atlanta. So
what, there's a possibility you weren't going to go to Atlanta?
I was not going to Atlanta.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just wanted to take time off and work in the shop and hang out with the kids. No other reason. No financial reason, nothing. Just, it's hard for us to get places, so I was going to take a break. Actually, I was going to work on the dyno. That's really where I like to be. I'm more comfortable there. We were going to beat on some stuff some more, but now it looks like we got some momentum. Kind of hard to swallow.
Yeah, kind of hard. Questions for Chris McGahey, your pro stock winner here at the Four Whites.
Jacobson with Performance Motorsports Network. Boy, you opened a can of worms. I'm not quite 100% sure I had a place to start, and I think you just changed it a little bit. I've heard talked about in this media center a bunch, how momentum, especially from this race, can carry you for a while this season. I mean, how big, not just from the standpoint of, hey, we're going to Atlanta, but, how much of a push is winning this race from a prestige standpoint, being the four wide?
Well, to me, I've always said winning, you got to have power to win in this game. You have to have enough smoke to win. And this one showed us that we had a lot of power, so that's why we came here and had momentum. To keep it going, you're right, probably need to go one more week and see how it goes. The problem is, if that one breaks, the other one I got right behind it isn't very good. It's good, but it isn't that good. I mean, so it don't really have something to back it up if it breaks. And I won't lie, we did kind of sweep the floor and put that one together.
Six winners in six races. Everybody's been making a big deal of that today. Last year at this time, it was all Ken Black all the time, and everybody's wondering, when in the Sam Heck is anybody else going to get a Wally? Is this kind of parity, this competitiveness, is this where the class needed to be, and it just took a while for everybody to get there?
Yes, it did take a while. I mean, some people just have a quicker learning curve than others, and, I will say that what we were doing before this and even what Mike Edwards was doing when we bought him is kind of what everybody's having to do now. So everybody figured out kind of what he was doing. That's what it's taken to run this fast and this good, as some of them did, and they picked up on it pretty quick. So it took a while for some of us others to catch up.
Is this the most competitive that the pro stock class has ever been, in your opinion?
Well, people will say, yes, low car counts, etc. There used to be 35 cars. More than likely, there was only three guys that were going to win in the old days. I will say now there's 10 to 12 cars that are true, competitive, get-it-done-on-Sunday cars out there. I mean, even Allen Johnson, they struggled. They made a run today. I mean, they are right there. There's no reason that they get the next race. They can't be in the top half and go rounds.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
Chris, do you feel like sometimes you kind of, not that you have an obligation to come to these races, but to kind of, because the class has been so fragile here lately, people talking about the future of it, that you feel like you, if you don't go, that you're letting the class down?
I have. That has crossed my mind laying in bed at night, awake at 4 o'clock in the morning thinking about cylinder heads. That has also crossed my mind. Thinking that maybe I do have an obligation, and then I tell myself, you know what, I'm not the one who killed it either, so and got it to this position. I mean, it's been, I start counting all the people who've quit since I've started, and it's, you know, I don't even know what to say. Just like I post on your forum all the time, I don't really know what the fix even is for the class. I know there's rumors of an engine platform change. I don't really know if that's good or bad at this point.
Do you ever fear that you'll fall into the same group that these other guys have done and finally throw your hands up and quit?
Not really. I guess that's kind of why I was going to take a break. It is fun for me. It is a hobby. I mean, and I say that's what's wrong with the class is there's too many hobbyists over there playing, you know, and maybe there is, but that's the nature of the beast at this point. But I've raced for a long time. My kid wants to race too. I mean, I've already got him kind of set up going for a comp deal starting next year. I may even run two cars at Dallas this year and run a comp car and a pro stock car, just so that car gets on the track and then say, there you go, here's the keys, let's go up there and see what you got. So, you know, I mean, it's something I've always done, something I always wanted to do, and apparently my son wants to do it too. So we're going to keep coming as long as they keep opening the gates, and we may pick and choose our battles.
Just curious, what's the comparable class for a pro?
We have actually, anything that's an altered class, anything with a stick. I have my Edwards car still, and I got a V6 from some guys that we would run I-altered with it. V6 with a 5-speed. Basically a pro stock missing 2 cylinders and half the cubic inches.
Some might wonder, why not just run pro stock with the youth movement that we are seeing and young men getting involved, and obviously the data that you could gain by having a second car. You now know what it takes to go quick. You put together an engine that has just one. You got momentum. Why not go that route?
The rules won't allow us. The rules are stated that you're not supposed to run unless you're 18 years old. Now, I know Tanner Gray got to do it, I guess, because he ended in the cycle year of when he did. But the rules don't allow him. He can't even, apparently to my knowledge, can't even run a national event next year. We can only run divisional races with it. So he's 15 now. So he'll be 16 in December.
Do you think that rule should change?
I don't know. I'm not real sure why it ever got implemented. I have no idea. I know I started when I was 17 and I ran national events and comp, but it's kind of up to them. I guess there's a reason for the rule to exist. I don't really know.
Okay, Chris, any final questions for Chris? One from Stan.
So, Stan Craigman with Outside the Box. So, what if somebody came to you right now and said, here's the money, you spend all your time building the engine, I'll drive the race car. What kind of person would it take for you to say yes?
Well, you know, I've had people want to drive a second car for us. We've had a lot of people hit us up. We never do it because there is liability. We feel like there's liability. We've always told everybody that probably the best thing to do is get your own car, your own truck and trailer, and we'll lease you power. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to test tomorrow if it doesn't rain. A guy by the name of Steve Graham that runs Sea Altered and Complimenter now is going to, I think he has his license, but we're going to let him get his feet wet tomorrow in his car that he got from Shane Tucker, with our power in it, and just see. And that's a deal that could happen at Sonoma or in Seattle.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris McGahey? Chris, can you give us a hard yes or no? Will you be in Atlanta with this most recent winning pro stock car on the tour?
I don't know. Seriously, I don't know.
Are you sure?
I almost this morning, I come this close to telling the team, say, if we win today, we'll go to Atlanta. And I didn't say it, but maybe I should have. I don't know. I guess I'm fixing to go over there and talk to everybody and see what the plan is.
Well, we hope to see you there. Ladies and gentlemen, your Pro Stock winner, Chris McGahan, 2017 Four Wide Nationals.
Come on, Joe. You knew you wanted to get it out of it now.